The following media was brought to you by Tome of Huzzah!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Globally Local FM, but you can call it Glyphum.
Ba, 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 da, ba, 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 ba. Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, come on, let's ride to the liquor store. I am not gonna sing the rest, but you get it, ladies and gents. We are so back. We say this after recording 20 minutes after recording the previous episode, but we are so back. So back. Actually, wait, I'm getting a call. We are so back.
All right, he had a prop for that, people. So just so you know, so you can picture that.
I have found at my gramps' place, if you will, because that's where I am right now, this old phone. Look at it. It's like one of those pickup phones, you know, where we used to be attached to the wall. It has all the... Well, maybe it picks up on the mic. Let's see if it doesn't make a noise. What? Oh, yeah, that's the noise where, like, you have to put in the numbers by turning the thingy, and then it just goes back. It's kind of crazy.
Okay.
Does it do a ding when you sit it down? It kind of does.
Sort of. So I've never really thought about this until now, but what if you call a number and then you have to go through like the like phone menu? Will it work if you do the like select one and you do it like the way same way? Will that work?
What do you mean?
Like if I call a number and it's like select one for this option, select two for that option, and I'm on this like old timey phone.
I don't think it will work. Well, maybe. Darn. But fuck. Well, actually,
well, that's a good question.
It does go to same satellite, I believe. Huh. I think the idea for these were different though, because these were the phones that were constantly plugged in.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking
in theory. If that's still plugged in, you can still use it to call someone. Right?
Shit, we should definitely try this, like me calling you or some shit like that. But it might be also that you can only call people in Latvia with this because it's only assumes like the signal area for, like, it doesn't do the plus country code.
Yeah, but I'm sure you could find a phone number in Latvia that has a like phone menu.
True. Damn.
Even if it's just like the government or whatever.
I don't even know if this guy still works, because like let me show you the plug. It has look what fucking this blocky ass four prongs.
Oh my
plug.
God.
I can't even describe it to like the listeners. It's imagine guys a block, but instead of two prongs, which we modern days have, you probably have seen some people still use three prongs. This one uses four prongs. And they're all like just like slabs, vertical.
This looks like something that you would accidentally leave out, and then next time you step on it, you like impale your foot and go to the hospital.
For sure. Actually, talking about you know, stuff people don't know much about, I guess. Where are we, Henry?
Today we're in Papua New Guinea, people, in the capital, Port Moresby. And my fact section is actually pretty long this time, so bear with me. So, Papua New Guinea, it's north of Australia, east of Indonesia, part of Oceania, you know.
Triangulate that, nerd! I don't know where that came from.
Port Moresby is the capital on the south coast. Did you know, Rudy?
Yeah, it fucking is.
Papua New Guinea was part of the Australian Commonwealth for a few days, not a few days, for a few years. Until independence in 1961.
Of course.
So, our friends and family who have listened to The Vagabond Dilemma would know this fact, but it's the country with the most languages spoken in the world, with over 850 languages. Do you remember that, Rudy?
Actually, according to Wikipedia, you are wrong. It's 839. So, check your facts, nerd!
Okay. I'm going to have to make you walk that back, Rudy, because that's 839 known languages, but there's definitely more. So I'm not only going to go out on a limb, but I'm going to take a stand here and say I am right. I've got zero evidence, but I am 839
spoken
right.
languages. But okay,
spoken languages, Rudy. What about written
spoken
languages?
Spoken languages, Henry!
What about written
spoken
languages, Rudy?
Languages.
Huh? Have you thought about
written
languages?
Languages? Well, they don't write there. That's even less probably than spoken languages. Yeah, that's right. Fight that, bitch.
All I'm saying is, you're saying no, and I'm saying there's more.
I am not gonna tell. I am not gonna let another British white folk tell me how many languages we speak in my country. Colonizer.
That's good. That's good. Ready? Population is 12 million, but how do you explain this then, huh? It may be up to 17.
I thought you were just going to stop there. Population is 12 million. How do you explain that, huh?
Population may be up to 17. That's the thing with Papua New Guinea. It's so jungle.
That's registered, but they are native people there.
That's what I'm saying, Rudy. 5 million people not registered. Who knows how many extra languages they speak?
Trump would have a field day.
Well, you can't deport someone that doesn't have a passport. Because you cannot deport
Watch.
Them.
Watch as he goes to Papua New Guinea and deports the Native Americans to Mexico. Or Native Americans, no, the natives from Papua New Guinea. He takes Native Americans, goes to Papua New Guinea to deport them to Mexico. That's the triangle there.
Good stuff. Yeah, and the last one is, are you aware of the independence movement of one of their islands, Rudy?
No.
Bougainville. The agreement was for independence by 2027, but the parliament has yet to ratify the agreement, and this one is quite a few years old at this point. When this first really went down, well, it's been happening for a while, but when this like big referendum from which this agreement came from happened in 2021, me and a certain friend were pretty excited because it meant that a new fucking country was coming to the world map. And I'm praying to God that this happens because it would be a personal victory for me.
Are my last straw.
Okay. You gotta have your hobbies, huh? Though.
That's true.
Time to
have
move.
Hobbies. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Shimmy up. I want to see those legs in there, brother.
Oh, here's a visual gag that nobody will appreciate.
Hey.
That is. Yeah. You know what? That is a porn clickbait right there. Anyway.
Right.
On to the news.
Also a lot of noise for our editor to edit out while I bang the table 5 times.
He banged the table indeed. Looks pretty good for his age is my article name.
Nice.
Nice segue there, Henry. Firstly, the article is nothing too interesting. An official from Papua New Guinea has been honored by King Charles of England, namely by gaining knighthood, right? Not fully aware as to how the PNG, which is how we locally say Papua New Guinea, but PNG ties into English colonialism and what's the lasting legacy there. But alas, that's not what caught my attention. No, what caught my attention is how they've wrote the article, right? And I will literally read out how it was served to me. Papua New Guinea's longest-serving councillor, Paul Kurai, was knighted in England by King Charles 111. They meant King Charles III, as in like the eyes, but they wrote
once.
Oh, they wrote
once.
I was like, my boy, living! What kind of quality of life does a century-old king have? King Charles, 111.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a bit too old, arguably.
Honestly, now all these pictures where they talked about that he looks quite bad for his age, 111, I think he looks pretty good, to be honest.
I'm guessing
other
you got
people
the same.
That I see 111, I see underground. Well, not that I see a lot. Don't put that out of context, but.
Rudy's hobby on the weekends is just going to graveyards and digging up the graves like, oh, there's another 111-year-old. No. I'm guessing you use the same website as me where they just had a ton of dry titles as article names?
Yep.
Yeah, because as a start, I collected a few that I thought were pretty funny. I thought the articles were kind of meh, but you know, here's some of my favorites. I am still alive, says Daniel Billip, and this is, I just thought this was funny because I don't know who Daniel is, so maybe it's just an announcement. He's like, hey guys, I'm still here.
Happy to be here.
Holy Moses deported.
Oh, what did Moses do? Wait, Moses is alive still? Wait, what are these, all these old people in Papua New Guinea? I'm still alive. King Charles, 111. Moses deported.
Locals happy to see police. Yeah, that was a lot less funny when you actually read why, but the title itself is kind of dry. Like, it's just like, hey, there's the police. Hey, guys. Foreigners warned, Rudy, you will be banned. And finally, the most important and critical piece of news, Australian man identified. We did it, people.
That's it. Australian man. The Australian guy, if you will, identified. His name? Josh.
But then I did actually pick one news article, believe it or not, people. Rise in children on social media, a concern. And I thought this was actually a very hot button issue out in the world right now.
Oh, wow. He's going to take an actual political view. Okay. Just be careful, Am old I? Grandpa, where you stand on these grounds, okay?
Nobody's going to disagree with me.
We used to be.
So are you aware of the UK's social media, like, whatever the heck?
Excuse me?
They're like social media
that
laws?
That says a lot. That says a lot, what? UK social media, whatever the heck.
It's a pretty big topic right now. The, like, I social media laws.
I'm in exile right now. Self-indulged, but...
Right. Well, basically, they, like, require age verification for accessing social media now. Right?
Okay.
So if websites don't comply, they can't operate in the UK.
Okay.
So now you've got just like, you have to upload like basically identifying info everywhere just to be able to use like fucking YouTube. And it's kind of like a data privacy nightmare. Breach. Yeah, okay. Not a breach because it's designed by the system, but it's just thing. Like, yes, a data privacy breach. No, it's just like in Australia, they're
reach.
Doing this as well. It's just like, you're just setting, like, you're collecting everyone's data everywhere, and then you're just waiting for that one time that's like, oops, it's all leaked, and now everybody's identity is getting stolen. Sorry, guys. And this was also, we could watch fucking YouTube. Thanks, everyone. Anyway, this article is completely unrelated, so let's get into that.
Told you he's going to take a political stance.
The National Office of Child and Family Services is concerned with increased access to the internet. They're quoted as saying, or sorry, the like chief of that is Mr. Wap, first of all. So when I was reading the title, I was like, oh, it's referencing a certain song. But no, it's just what the guy is called.
I heard about Mr. Wap as well at some point. But for it, it was said something along the lines, the article was just this, Wap. And I was like, huh?
There you go. So Mr. Wap said, social media is something new and we are worried about it. They can use it for schoolwork, right? This is not just social media, but internet at large. They can use it for schoolwork when speaking about children. But they can also access harmful content. He then goes on to describe how he would trap little kids into sending images to him, which I think, Mr. Wap, how about we calm down? How about you
okay,
just
Mr.
take a chill
Wap.
Pill?
Yeah, Mr. Wap, living up to his name.
And then the whole article feels very like anti-social media, like, oh, so scary. But then in the end, it's like they're setting up services and programs to visit schools to like train media literacy and warn about the risks. So it's kind of like they're taking a very reasonable approach. But then all the things you're saying sound like they're fear-mongering. So I thought it was just a strange duality.
So where's the comedy in this?
I'm just, you know, Rudy, it's a radio show. I'm just bringing some news. Rudy, the
so
fact
you
that
decided
you
decided to have
like,
some dignity,
you know,
and actually start reporting it. And now I'm the ass, huh?
Yes, you are. You always
wow.
have been.
You
I
see
just
people
thought,
what he's doing?
Yeah. I see.
Yeah.
I'm doing
well, then
it.
Take your stance. Take your
I
stance. Look it out. What's your stance
already
on this?
Have my stance is social
no, no,
media,
you didn't,
not that scary.
You read
people.
Something, but you didn't tell us anything.
What do you mean? I just did tell you everything. My stance is
for no reason.
My stance, people, on social media is first of all, I should be the fucking president. Secondly,
okay. Unke?
I don't know. President of what is the question?
Wrong. The answer should have been Unger. Yes! Yeah. He knew it!
Yeah, I think Rudy has disrespected me enough for today, so I'm just going to stop talking because this guy is clearly not willing to listen.
Yeah, actually, I had a social media something to say as well, and now I completely forgot. Oh, yeah, what good. Is there harmful that's left? They took porn off Twitter as well these days. Where can you go on TikTok or on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or Tumblr, you name it? Where is there harmful media left?
Reddit.
I wouldn't say Reddit is a social platform. Well, I guess it is.
How
well,
so?
I wouldn't count it in the same category as Instagram. You know what I mean?
It's definitely different. Well, the idea of Instagram and Twitter and stuff is more that it's like you, while Reddit's more sort of anonymous. But it's still, you get the content you're looking for, Rudy, by the sounds of it.
But I don't want to change apps. I'm growing bored now, so I'm going to move to my next article. At this point, I apologize, but it's funny to me. Did not even read the article, to be honest, but here's the title. Case won by general manager.
Let's fucking go. We did it, people.
I went on a bit of a tangent and tried to find some good old funny article names, and apparently there's a whole website for it. So let me read some funny headlines for you, Henry, that I found. Let's see how far we get with this. Iraqi head seeks arms. Milk tongue as it gets.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
something
good.
Went wrong in jet crash, expert says. what else was enraged cow injures farmer with axe.
that cat grew the cat that cow grew hands.
Teacher strikes idle kids. That one is pretty out there, but well, miners refuse to work after death.
How could they?
How
and
could
I
they?
Like the question is it miners like mining people or is it miners like children you refuse to work?
I don't know, but I saw the next one. It cracked me up. Juvenile court to try shooting defendant.
Oy. That's good. Good stuff.
Okay, cold wave linked to temperatures.
Shocking revelation.
Aye, what else is there? Man struck by lightning faces battery charges.
No, you've had a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
That's good.
Astronaut takes blame for gas in spacecraft.
Well.
What
fair
else
enough.
Is there? Holy shit. Local high school dropouts cut in half. Poor dropouts. Hospitals are sued by 7-foot doctors. Wait, what does that... How does that make sense even without being funny? Hospitals are sued by 7-foot doctors. What does that mean?
By 7-foot doctors?
Yes.
Well, like foot... There's 7 doctors of the feet who sued the hospital?
Oh, okay, yeah, okay. I genuinely did not. It does not click yeah. that for me. Okay, we're gonna end on a high with that. Typhoon rips through cemetery. Hundreds dead. it's as good as it gets, people.
It's a very good website for dry articles. I like it. Or article titles,
I think it's time for us to move to the ad, though.
Dear Random Counselor, I hereby knight you to be a knight.
Yo, man, forget that shit. You gotta tell me, bro, how you still alive?
I moisturize, I suppose.
Moisturize? Homie, come here, brother. Let me see that crystal clear.
Yeah, check it out. No pimples, fam. Shit's lit. Just a bit of water in the morning. Me face fresh as a child's bum.
That's right. Personal hygiene, even if it's in the simplest forms, goes a long way these days. If you want to grow past the age of capitalism and see the sun go down on the old billionaires of the world, a splash of water on your face in the morning might just do the trick.
It's that simple, people. That's what they don't want you to know.
It's that simple.
You know what that reminds me of?
It's that simple to not get a pimple. Can I just say I look anorexic when I do this? Look at my shoulders when I go back. The most stupidest thing ever on a podcast. But
bad thing to say, Rudy. And yet I agree.
Well, I am trying to take up calories. That's true.
Well, Rudy, we can discuss that in the next episode because I would have some questions for you. But
I like butts.
There we go. We was waiting for that one. Let's round out our episode, Rudy, with our second half. Keep your eyes closed, everybody. Or I guess close them if you hadn't had, if your eyes were open to this point, close them. And if they were closed, please keep them closed. Okay. Rudy, I can see your eyes are open, so you're really ruining my immersion. All right, everybody, listen to this. No, picture this and listen. You'll have to listen to picture. All right. You visit the beaches and jungles near the city, enjoying the quiet sounds of nature, the rustling of creatures living their life, and the sun gently beaming down on your skin. After a long, yet seemingly not long enough, time of basking, you head into the city. You're not familiar with the place, so you ask someone for directions to your hotel. They look at you puzzled, but you figure you must have just found the one person that doesn't speak English. After a few similar encounters, you look around and notice that everyone is having similar issues, even the locals. Turns out there are so many languages that everyone has their own language and you can't communicate with anyone, leading to a complete breakdown in communication. Pretty cool for the language statistics records, though. So, if you'd like to have trouble communicating, Rudy, with anyone and everyone, then maybe Port Moresby can be your next destination.
Maybe. All right, bozos, it's time to go local in Port Moresby, Papua New Guinea, where TBH vibes are immaculate. Are you a polyglot, like challenging yourself, and Duolingo? Because if so, then this is the place. This is a guess from Rudy in the past, but Henry, that know-it-all, good-for-nothing, beautiful human being, most likely already mentioned that this country has over 800 spoken languages in it, so have a field day. Can I just say, I'm a fucking prophet. More so, you want to meet King Charles? Well, it's your lucky day. I heard he's going to be around for a while, and it seems he once in a while calls up his club in PNG, so hang out long enough and meet some royal ass. And finally, the radios here want some local stuff. Sure, you can find that, but our top radios, man, It's white girl summer all day long, and we eat that shit up. I said California, they said girls. I said I'm not for that expensive life, they said cheap thrills for you, brother. And when I finally budged and said call me, they said maybe. To sum it all up, if you are walking Google Translator and vibe with posh folk under some good old Nicki Minaj, then Port Moresby is just for you!
Okay, Rudy. My local business is not exactly a local, so heyo, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention
it. I will recommend your mall in Canada. No. Ignacio's ad.
I've just got a trail, the Kokoda Trail. It's a famous hike around 100 kilometers long and about 6,000 meters of height difference. And it was one of the main battlegrounds between Australians and Japanese in the World War II. It's just got a bit of history behind it, and it's a really cool hike in general. So I'd recommend that if you like hiking, check that one out. It starts near the capital.
Okay. For my local business today, I recommend Pentagon Entertainment, which I think is a restaurant, but judging by the name, the overall club theme is CIA agents and leaking of state secrets. And on every other Friday, the good old hackathon for nuclear codes.
The good old hackathon?
Yeah, that's your cue for local radio.
My recommendation is a Hot 97 FM. They mainly play pop and
R&B. No, that's mine.
Oh, sorry. More importantly, Rudy, their logo is a set of headphones on fire, and that's pretty wacky.
It don't matter. It's vibes all around. I chose Now FM, but you can also check out Yumi FM 93 or Legend FM 101. I listened to all three, and they did not disappoint. So, Henry, I one-upped you.
Look, I don't need to overcompensate by choosing three radios, because my one is...
Well, I do, because I'm small, okay? So I will overcompensate. Thank you very much.
Clearly.
Yeah.
All right. That's it then, people, because Rudy's getting a bit aggressive, so I'm going to shut this one down. thanks for listening. My name is Henry. And I will see you in the next one.
Okay, well, that's not how you do it. What? So, episode 64, Globally Local FM, brought to you by Tom of Hussle! Brought to you by your host, Henry, which you can find. Okay, dead. and then you can find me on Instagram at 000RUDYS000, so three zeros, Rudy three zeros. We have a dear colleague who is playing video games. Go check him out at twitch.tv Colossal Pengu. So give some love to that. You know what? Not that he deserves it much, but give him some love on Instagram, perhaps to our editor. What's his name even? Holy shit, he has some fucked up name on Instagram. I want to give our editors tag name, but it's something along the lines of, let me now find it, because it's worth in a minical day. I don't know what that means.
Whoa, Rudy, there's that's a lot offensive of emojis. We'll have to bleep that one, people.
Imagine
really
if I just
offensive
slurred without knowing it. Well, let me do it by knowing it. Still have fun,
Rudy. Rudy,
and you can find us next episode in
Porto Novo in Benin.
A lot of ports. So, Henry, you give Sid a prompt on how we're going to transition to the next episode.
All right, Sid. How about someone... Or I'm going to start drinking a glass of water, and you have to make it sound like I'm choking, and then an ambulance is called, all right? So this is my sound effect.
What do I do in
water
this?
Pretty, you
I can
say,
do the, I can
oh
do the
no,
bottle. I can
he's
do the
dying
bottle. I can do the bottle. Remember my throat thingy? I can do the bottle.
Okay, wait. I'll leave you in. Oh, I'm going to have a sip of water.
Call the ambulance.